Hello and welcome. I'm so glad you're here because today we're diving into one of the most fascinating and honestly most personally relevant topics in your OCR GCSE physical education course. We're talking about mental health, specifically how exercise benefits your mental well-being and the strategies athletes use to manage stress and control their arousal levels before and during performance. This topic sits within Component 01 and it links both Section 1.2A, Health, Fitness, and Well-being, and Section 2.2, which is sports psychology. So it's genuinely cross-topic, and examiners absolutely love to test it. By the end of this episode, you'll be able to classify benefits of exercise accurately, explain the physiological mechanisms behind stress management techniques, and write the kind of answers that access the top mark bands. Let's get into it. Let's start with the big picture. When we talk about the benefits of exercise on mental health, OCR wants you to think in three categories: physical, emotional, and social. I want you to remember the mnemonic PES. PES, physical, emotional, social. Every time a question asks you about benefits of exercise, run through PES in your head to make sure you're picking from the right category. Now, here's where candidates lose marks every single year. They mix up emotional and social benefits. So let me be crystal clear. Emotional benefits are about how exercise makes you feel internally. Think, reduce stress and anxiety, increase self-esteem, aesthetic appreciation. That's the pleasure you get from watching or performing skilled movement. And crucially, the release of serotonin. Serotonin is a neurotransmitter, a chemical messenger in the brain that exercise stimulates your body to produce. It directly improves mood. If a question asks you to name the specific hormone or chemical released during exercise that improves mood, the answer is serotonin. Not endorphins, though those are also released. Not "it makes you feel happy." Serotonin, write that word, it's worth a mark on its own. Social benefits, on the other hand, are about your relationships with other people, teamwork, cooperation, making new friends, developing communication skills, a sense of belonging to a group or club. These are social, not emotional. If you write increased self-esteem under social health, you will not get the mark. It belongs under emotional health. This is one of the most common mistakes in the exam, so please burn that distinction into your memory. Physical benefits are probably the most straightforward. Improved cardiovascular health, stronger muscles and bones, better flexibility, weight management, reduced risk of chronic disease. These are the ones most candidates get right. Now let's move into the sports psychology side of this topic, because this is where the AO2 and AO3 marks live, and those are worth 60% of your marks combined. Stress management techniques. There are three you absolutely must know: deep breathing, mental rehearsal, also called imagery, and positive self-talk. Let's take deep breathing first. This is what we call a somatic technique. Somatic means it targets the body's physical response to stress. When you're nervous before a performance, your sympathetic nervous system kicks in. Heart rate goes up, breathing gets shallow, muscles tense. Deep breathing counteracts this by activating the parasympathetic nervous system, the rest and digest system. Slow, controlled breaths increase oxygen supply to the muscles and brain and lower the heart rate. This is why it's perfect for sports requiring fine motor skills. Think archery, golf, shooting, snooker, or a penalty kick in football. These are activities where precision matters more than power, and where high arousal, being too pumped up, would actually hurt performance. A calm, controlled state is optimal. But here's the critical thinking point that separates a grade 7 answer from a grade 5 answer. Deep breathing is not appropriate for every sport. If a rugby player is about to make a tackle or a sprinter is on the blocks, they need high arousal. Their muscles need to be primed, their reaction time needs to be sharp. Telling a rugby player to slow their breathing down before a tackle would reduce their performance. So when you're evaluating stress management techniques in a 6-mark question, always link the technique to the specific demands of the sport. That's what gets you into the top band. Next up, mental rehearsal or imagery. This is a cognitive technique. It targets the mind rather than the body. Mental rehearsal means the athlete closes their eyes and vividly visualizes themselves performing a skill successfully from start to finish in perfect detail. They see the environment, feel the movement, hear the crowd, all in their imagination. This is not just thinking about the game. That's a common mistake. It's a specific, structured cognitive process of visualizing successful execution to reduce anxiety and build confidence. Mental rehearsal works best for closed skills, skills performed in a stable, predictable environment where the athlete controls the execution. A penalty kick. a gymnastics floor routine, a tennis serve, a javelin throw. These are all closed skills where the athlete can mentally rehearse the exact sequence of movements before performing them. By doing so, they block out distractions, reduce cognitive anxiety, and prime their motor pathways for the movement. Finally, positive self-talk. Another cognitive technique. This is the athlete's internal dialogue, the things they say to themselves. Instead of, "I'm going to miss this shot," they replace that with, "I've practiced this 1,000 times. I've got this." Positive self-talk builds confidence and maintains motivation. It's particularly useful in high arousal situations, sprinting, rugby, boxing, where the athlete needs to stay fired up and focused. Unlike deep breathing, positive self-talk doesn't lower arousal. It channels it productively. So to summarize the three techniques, deep breathing is somatic, lowers arousal, best for fine motor and closed skills. Mental rehearsal is cognitive, reduces anxiety through visualization, best for closed skills. Positive self-talk is cognitive, maintains or channels arousal, best for high-intensity sports. Right, exam tips. Let's talk about how to actually write these answers under exam conditions. For 1- and 2-mark questions, be precise. Don't say, "Exercise makes you feel better." Say, "Exercise stimulates the release of serotonin, which improves mood." That's a mark-worthy answer. The difference is specificity. For 4-mark questions, you'll typically need to identify a technique and explain how it works. So identify deep breathing, then explain the mechanism. Slow, controlled breathing activates the parasympathetic nervous system, lowering heart rate and increasing oxygen supply, which reduces somatic anxiety before a fine motor skill, such as an archery release. For 6-mark extended responses, these are the ones where you can really shine. Use this structure. State your chosen technique, explain the mechanism, link it to the specific sport and its demands. Then contrast it with an inappropriate technique and explain why that one wouldn't work. For example, positive self-talk is more appropriate for a sprinter than deep breathing because the sprinter needs to maintain high arousal for explosive power output. Deep breathing would lower heart rate and reduce the arousal needed for optimal sprint performance. That contrast, that evaluation, is what pushes you into the top mark band for AO3. Common mistakes to avoid. Number 1, writing endorphins when asked about the chemical that improves mood. The specific answer OCR wants is serotonin. Number 2, putting aesthetic appreciation or increased self-esteem under social health. They are emotional health benefits. Number 3, recommending deep breathing for a high arousal sport like rugby or sprinting. Always match the technique to the sport's demands. Number 4, describing mental rehearsal as thinking about the game. It's a specific cognitive process of visualizing successful performance. Now let's do a quick fire recall quiz. Cover your notes. Let's go. Question 1. Name the specific neurotransmitter released during exercise that improves mood. The answer is serotonin. Question 2. Is increased self-esteem a social or emotional health benefit? The answer is emotional. Question 3. What type of technique is deep breathing, somatic or cognitive? The answer is somatic. Question 4. Name a sport where mental rehearsal would be most effective and explain why. Any closed skill sport, penalty kick, gymnastics routine, archery, because the environment is predictable and the athlete can visualize the exact movement sequence. Question 5. Why would deep breathing be inappropriate for a rugby tackle? Because the rugby player needs high arousal for explosive power, deep breathing would lower arousal and reduce performance. Brilliant work. Let's wrap up. Today we've covered the PES framework for classifying benefits of exercise. Remember, serotonin goes under emotional and social benefits are about other people. We've explored 3 stress management techniques: deep breathing, somatic, lowers arousal, mental rehearsal, cognitive, visualizes success for closed skills, and positive self-talk. Cognitive channels arousal for high-intensity sports. And we've practiced the exam technique of matching the strategy to the sport's demands, which is what unlocks those top AO3 marks. For your next revision session, try writing a 6-mark answer, evaluating 2 stress management techniques for a sport of your choice. Make sure you're explaining mechanisms, not just naming techniques, and contrast an appropriate choice with an inappropriate one. You've got this. Keep going. Every revision session gets you closer to that top grade. See you next time.